Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On August 24th, Ukraine observed the 33rd anniversary of its independence from the Soviet Union. But the date holds another, far more sinister meaning. It marks 30 months since Russia, the Soviet Union's successor, invaded Ukraine, attempting to reverse the course chosen by the Ukrainian people and force Ukraine back under the draconian rule and iron fist of the regime in Moscow. Ukraine's people are fighting, defying the Kremlin's attempt to redraw Ukraine's borders by force, said Robert Wood, U.S. Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs at the UN. They are fighting valiantly and heroically, though Russia continues to brutally strike Ukraine's critical infrastructure, as it did over the past weekend, launching its largest aerial attack since the war began, a volley of hundreds of missiles and drones, killing more than a dozen civilians and damaging energy facilities.
The Kremlin is endangering the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. We call on Russia to accede to the demand of 100 of its fellow UN General Assembly members and return control of the plant to the rightful, competent Ukrainian authorities.
Russia cannot and will not subjugate Ukraine, said Ambassador Wood. The United States will continue to support Ukraine against Russia's aggression as it preserves its independence.
Ukraine and the United States made concrete progress by signing a historic bilateral security agreement in June. But we are not alone. With the Ukraine Compact, 32 NATO allies and partners pledged to support Ukraine's immediate security needs and maintain Ukraine's long-term defense and deterrence capability.
Ukraine's Independence Day serves as a reminder of what is at stake, the fundamental principles of sovereignty and territorial integrity, said Ambassador Wood.
Our commitment to those principles, like our commitment to Ukraine, will not waver. The United States will stand by Ukraine as it seeks a just and lasting peace consistent with the UN Charter. And when the world's leaders come to New York to reaffirm their commitment to the UN Charter, they are also reaffirming their support for a basic principle. Russia cannot redraw Ukraine's borders by force.
The United States once again calls on Russia to stop its relentless attacks against Ukraine and to immediately withdraw its forces from Ukraine's territory, said Ambassador Wood. We hope that next year Ukrainians will be able to celebrate their independence in peace.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.